The process is all you do is you do glove anesthesia. You anesthetize something that's far from the pain. You get to just have them imagine. It's just guided imagery. So you put them in a trance, have them imagine freezing their hand and flowing a river of anesthesia over to that part of their body where they were feeling the pain. Have them imagine the color and the sound congregating there. Okay. Now here's the frame that I will always put around pain control. By the way, I said 7 out of 10, it'll go down to a 0. The other 2 times, it'll always go down at least 50%. Always go down at least 50%. I've never had pain control not go down at least 50%, and 7 times out of 10, I'll get it down to a 0. Yeah. Yeah. Now, sometimes I'll do it once, and the pain will be gone for life. I have had people come to me years later telling me that, wow, they couldn't believe in this seminar that I taught years ago, that we did the pain control and they don't have the pain. And sometimes I will have to teach them how to do self-hypnosis to continue managing it. So when I'm working with pain control, I will tend to do pain control in 3 sessions, where I say on the first session, I will do the pain control for you. Second session, I'll show you how to manage it and control it yourself. Actually, I won't tell them that up front, because if I tell them that, that will create in their mind the expectation that they would need to manage it afterwards. So I'll say it's done in 3 sessions. And I won't tell them, but in my own mind, that's how I'm thinking I have to do it. If we get it on the first shot and they don't need, and they don't have it anymore, then I won't deal with it at that point. I'll say, okay, well, let's schedule the second session for later. And I'll just wait. If they have a reoccurrence, then I'll say, come on in and we'll do the second session. Yeah. Now, I will always put a frame around any pain control that I do. The frame is this. I will say, on a scale, before I start, on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at right now in terms of pain? Why do I do that? Because I need to get a contrast frame. Yeah, I need to get some means of measuring it. So on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at right now? They say wherever they're at. Then I say, and like they say 70. I say, okay, good. Then after they're done, or even when they're still in the trance and I have them imagine the color and sound go over, I'll have them in a trance, and we now know that we can talk to people when they're in a trance. I'll say, right now, on a scale from 0 to 100, just because I like to check in from time to time, where are you at right now? Now, by the way, I don't say, where's your pain right now? I won't say that. Why? Because I want to be careful of the internal representations I'm creating. So I say, so if they're now they're flowing the river of anesthesia over to that part of their body they want anesthetized, and I say, right now, on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at? And they'll say, 10, or they'll say 0, or they'll say whatever. And I'll say, great. Now that's quicker than a Tylenol when I'm working with somebody. It goes like that. I mean, literally within, once the trance starts, I mean, it's within 10 minutes, maybe quicker. Okay, now I do use a sort of pain control script, if you will. So once I've got the river of anesthesia flowing, I will talk to them about, I will do a little pacing and leading of the unconscious mind. And you may want to write this down, because this is what I'll say to them. So as they're flowing the river of anesthesia, I'll say, okay, just flow the river of anesthesia. Just allow that river of anesthesia to flow over there. And as you continue to flow the river of anesthesia, I'll say, as you continue to flow the river of anesthesia, I want to talk to your unconscious. So as you continue to flow the river of anesthesia, I want to talk to your unconscious right now. Flow the river of anesthesia. It means you're flowing the anesthesia from that part of your body, from the hand, for example, over to the part where you wanted the pain control. As you continue to flow the river of anesthesia, I'd like to speak to your unconscious. And I'd like to thank it. Thank you, unconscious mind. Thank you for having created the pain. You've done a wonderful job. And by the way, when I'm saying this, I'm very sincere. You've done a wonderful job in creating this pain. At that point, I still do say it, even though I'm saying flow the river of anesthesia. Now, by the way, I haven't done my second contrast frame check yet. So I asked them before they started, I said, on a scale from 0 to 100, where are you at? I haven't done a second check yet. All I've done is I've anesthetized the hand, and I've had them begin to flow the river of anesthesia over, and then I just start talking to the unconscious mind. And I say, thank you for having created this pain. You've done a wonderful job. Because I know that pain serves a purpose. What we're going to do with this script, by the way, is we're going to thank it, and we're fishing out, we're pacing and leading the unconscious mind. Because I know that pain serves a purpose. And I know that sometimes in life, we have to pay for things. And sometimes, we have to pay with pain. And I say that kind of sadly. But the only reason we need to pay with pain is because at some level, we've failed to pay attention. Okay, now, when I say the word at some level, that's really important. Because if I say the only reason you're paying with pain is because you failed to pay attention, I don't have as much, that can be kind of combative. But if I say the only reason we need to pay with pain is because at some level we've failed to pay attention, and the person in their mind would be going, okay, I guess at some level perhaps I failed to pay attention. But if you say the only reason you're paying with pain is because you failed to pay attention, the person's going to go, what do you mean I haven't paid attention? So you have to be diplomatic with it. The only reason we might need to pay with pain is because at some level we failed to pay attention. We failed to pay attention to the needs and the wants and the desires of our body. We failed to pay attention to the needs and the wants and the desires of our body. By the way, this is very Ericksonian hypnosis. To the needs and the wants and the desires of our body. And then I say, oh, and by the way, the very fact that you're sitting where you're sitting, listening to the sound of my voice,